All right, everyone, welcome back to our third inaugural episode. I know you love the word inaugural, so I'm going to keep using it for at least 1 year. episode. This one, Ashtamus is a special one. It's going to be a Christmas orientated one. Well, as much Christmas as we possibly can talk about in at least an hour, which hopefully is a lot. But let's start talking, I think, Ash, on the holiday period and how busy it is and frustrating, first of all, and first world problems that we have. But I did want to take you down the route of Christmas movies and what you thought is maybe the best Christmas movie, or what's even considered a Christmas movie, really, because I've got a lot to say on that topic as well. Ash, how
Okay.
are you?
Yeah, this okay, this yeah, this is a very interesting topic that you do bring up. So you, yes, because I guess the classic argument is Die Hard a Christmas movie. And I think that's probably what brought you to this conclusion.
Before we go into it, I can see you're excited. How's Christmas already treating you? Let's talk about what Christmas is treating us like right now. How is it treating you right now? Is your Christmas preparations, are they done and dusted? Or are you still, if you got everyone to buy Christmas presents for and you're going to do it in the last hour, basically before
Yeah, like, quite
the day?
literally
Where are you at with that?
the 3 o'clock on
Yep.
the
Yep. Yep. Just go to the local shop and be like, oh, look, what do you got for 50 bucks?
twenty-fourth. Look, I got 6 presents to happen and I got $100 to make it
I'm sure they'll be like, oh, look, we got some, 2 kilos worth of chicken breast and maybe some condoms. And you'll say, all right, I'll take
yeah,
that.
that's
Sounds like a
actually
decent Christmas, actually.
sounds like a deal. Sounds like a deal.
So how has it been treating you so far? Has it been very busy run around, or has the festivities kicked in? Very, are you still working at the moment, or you've got Christmas time off now?
So I've every year I get sort of asked, do I want to take time off? And this time I didn't take time off. I didn't take time off last year actually. So I'm working through Christmas. Our work has a skeleton crew, so there's always 2 people on throughout the Christmas period. That also limits the fact on when I can actually buy Christmas presents. But I was able to secure them over the Friday and Saturday. So not exactly last minute, but I was able
Not
to
far off, not far off.
not far off, not far off. And yeah, so I was able to secure them with a friend of mine who gladly helped out with with the retail side of things, and I don't want to out them too much, but they definitely helped me out in terms of pricing.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That's what you want at this time of year because everything's so bloody expensive these days. So, did you do most of your shopping online or retail? Because obviously, in the world we live in today, obviously when we grew up, we had to go to the shops and buy things. There was no such thing as online shopping, or if it was most likely a scam. I mean, it most likely is a scam today too, but not much has changed.
You had your card taken from a Russian website.
Yep, and you're just like, oh, damn, where's like my, whatever I bought. But my limited edition Pikachu blanket or something.
You know me so well.
Yeah. Limited edition one of two blankets signed by Pikachu himself. I mean
It's himself.
that's what should have given it away, Ash, is that Pikachu's not a person or a thing that could have signed it himself. But
I knew
yeah,
it.
so online or retail, bit of both. Did you go mostly to the shops just to see the
Most
crowd?
well, the yeah, so I went to the shops for the presents, mainly because I do like physically seeing the product that I'm getting. Even though you can probably get away with going to the shops and then buying them online because you can see, but As I said, like before, with a friend of mine, they were gladly able to help me in terms of retail discounts. And so I would through I would have had to do I would have had to do most of it in person anyway. So there was a lot of items I might look if you can help me out, and they were helping me out, and the manager of the store was actually pretty cool about it as well. And if I ever need any help and that person's out there, they're also gonna help me out if I happen to swing by. So yeah, making friends and making moves, but retail shopping.
Oh, look at this guy.
I know,
Fortune 500 soon.
specifically had to be done, like mostly done in store because of the way I wanted to work things out. So
Oh, geez. What a businessman.
yeah.
Corporation right there.
wait,
The
well,
Amex black card doesn't work online, only in store.
okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So, well, how about yourself? Like, how did you go? How did you go with the whole Christmas?
Christmas for me in the family, because my partner is very big in Christmas, basically started in early November. That's when the tree went up and the festivities began.
Early
And
November.
yeah, early November. If it was up to her, it'd be all year round. All year round, that tree wouldn't come down. And I've got a big ass tree, very big. It's about 10 foot. You've
I've
seen
seen
it. It's
it.
a monster of a tree. And every time I have to put it up, it annoys me, and every time I have to take it down, it annoys me because of the whole process. But you would think after having it for 7, 8 years, you've developed a good process. This year, smooth, efficiency, like a German car, well oiled. Well, a German car under warranty. It was well oiled. We got that tree up very quickly. Got everything up on it. It's great. So this year, I must admit, the festivities have kicked in for me more than usual, because usually, I don't hate Christmas, but I never really would say I was like a maniac for it, obviously. So this year, I don't know, it's been good because this is the first time actually since working I've taken proper Christmas off. So I've actually taken 3 weeks of leave off, so I'm enjoying, the lead up to Christmas, and then the New Year's, and then I'm back to work, obviously. But it's been great. It's felt really holiday, which, like I said, because I haven't taken that time off before, I never really got to see to experience it the way I'm experiencing it now. So it's been great. But yeah, today I went to the shop. We've basically bought most of the presents. It's just like little bits here and there. If I see something that I think someone will like, we'll buy it extra. But yeah, man, so many people. I got car park, which was surprising, but boy, so many
Ooh, a
people.
car
So many
park.
people. Yeah.
Car park, you
I
say?
know, look, they couldn't do anything about my VIP there at the local, but I managed to secure a car park. And yeah, no, it was it's very busy. I feel like, I don't know, like Christmas this year seems a bit different, even at the shops and things. Like, I'm hearing music in the car park now, like Christmas jingles playing, and it's been like that for the last, I reckon, for almost the whole month of December. But I'm seeing a lot more festivity from a lot of people, if that makes sense as well. I don't know if you've picked up on it, but it definitely feels
Interesting.
like festivity is definitely in the air. Just like Halloween this year was bigger than I've seen it here in Australia before. But no,
Interesting.
Christmas has been really good so far. So
See,
can't wait till
I
Wednesday.
was going to say the opposite, actually.
Really?
I've been feeling like that Christmas and even Halloween before that was kind of a letdown. By the time this episode gets released, it'll be at least a couple of weeks after Christmas, but still,
Oh, that's not right. This is the Christmas special, goddammit. This needs to be released ASAP.
it
This is
was
Santa's gift to the world.
no, because like when I went to the shops, obviously not my local, I went to a place that we're familiar with, Glen Waverley.
Everywhere here is our local in
That's true. That's
Australia.
true. And yeah, the shops were dead. Like they were really dead. And even
That's
like
just Glen Waverley, though.
I don't know, when you go, when you have a remodeled super set, like a shopping center, I thought there'd be a lot more people. But it, where I was, I just thought to myself, wow, there are not many people in the shopping center and not even in this shop. And usually these kind of like retail stores are still very popular. And even the manager was telling me that, because I asked him a question about online orders and if how that affects you guys, and he goes that even though if they buy it online they still do click and collect, and they or they can get it delivered from our store, we still see those numbers, and those numbers have actually gone quite down considerably ever since, you know, the cost of living and people's budgets and stuff. So yeah, I think Christmas right maybe now was like maybe opposite for me.
Well, see, where I'm coming from, it's not the fact of people going to buy things per se for Christmas. It's just more the spirit of Christmas in.
Spirit of
Like
Christmas.
I said, I just see a lot more like, just Christmas is in my face a lot more places. Like I said, in the car park of a shopping center, I don't recall ever hearing that before. Like just Christmas jingles playing, and I was just like, oh, well, this is nice. It's a bit silly, that we live in Australia and it's like full 40 degrees and I'm hearing, jingle bells
Oh, let
and
it snow.
yeah, let us know or something. And I'm just like, this just doesn't feel right. All I thought in my head was of that stupid image of Santa on a surfboard at the beach. That we like to put on things here in Australia. Yes, that's right. Worldwide, if anyone's listening from the world, we put Santa on the beach on a surfboard. I mean, his body's not covered. He's just like some kind of, sometimes he's chiseled, sometimes he's not. But
Sometimes he's
basically,
arty, sometimes he's not.
sometimes he's Mr. Olympia, 1976. Sometimes he's,
Just a guy.
he's just your dad or something. But the top part, which is his head, the beard, and the hat is there. And actually, the only other feature is a pair of, sunglasses he wears, which are usually, they look like Ray-Ban Wayfarers. So he's pretty
David
stylish, I
Caruso
guess.
style.
Yeah, he's very stylish, our Santa here. But yes, he's on a beach. I guess here in Australia, they thought, hey, great marketing, to promote Christmas Santa as being, some chill holiday dude. Actually, you know what it reminds me more, Ashtamus, is I feel like he should be in Hawaii. He looks like he's in Hawaii or Fiji, not in Australia.
Hawaiian Santa.
Hawaiian Santa, yes, he should be there with, Magnum PI and yeah, Hawaii 50 type people, Jack from Lost or something. But he definitely doesn't sell the point to me of Australian thing. But all right, let's move on to the Christmas movies I brought up.
Oh
Now,
yes, yeah, Christmas movie.
I saw you got very excited already talking about Die Hard, which is great that you brought it up, because what I wanted to bring up before we discuss what we think, I guess, our top rated Christmas movies would be, is what makes a Christmas movie? Because just like you were touching on, I also have an interesting view on it. So I'll let you continue of what you started with, and you tell me what makes a Christmas movie to you.
This is a very tricky one because, is a Christmas movie just the idea of something happening around Christmas time? Like, if you know your house is getting robbed over Christmas, is that a Christmas movie?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at, because I think the world has gotten a bit skewed in its view of what a Christmas movie is, because like you just said, I think people think that a Christmas movie just needs to be set during Christmas time, which I disagree with. I don't think that a Christmas movie can be called a Christmas movie because it's just set around Christmas time. And obviously that goes into what you were saying about Die Hard, which is funny because, see, I never pictured Die Hard at all ever in my life until someone was like, oh, it's a Christmas movie. I'm like, what are you talking about? It is not a Christmas
I'm
movie.
with you. I'm with you. I actually don't think it should be a Christmas movie.
Thank you. Two of us.
I do think of, like, yes, I'm with you in the boat of like movies that happen on Christmas time aren't inherently Christmas movies.
All right, so then in the spirit of argument,
Yes.
what makes a Christmas movie then?
I don't know. I don't particularly know what makes a Christmas movie. No. What makes a Christmas movie is something that directly has to do with Christmas in itself. I think if like you're going to celebrate Christmas, like if you're going, like I guess National Lampoon is probably a good example. Like you're doing stuff with the family over Christmas time, or like you're. That's directly involved within Christmas, like all a movie like Elf, guys an elf, Will Ferrell's an elf from North Pole, and then trying to live a normal life, in New York, I believe. So like stuff that's inherently directly involved in the spirit or in Christmas in itself, like the idea of Christmas, I guess.
So I've got Google open and I'm looking at
You wanted
a bunch of.
to make this argument.
Well, no. Honestly, it sounds like we're actually quite in agreement of what we believe a Christmas movie should be, because like you, I don't think you can should call something a Christmas movie just because it's based in the time of Christmas, you know? So for example, I just watched that new movie on Netflix, what was it, Carry On with
Well,
Taron Egerton. Yep.
yep.
And I actually liked the film in that, but I did notice that, hey, it's actually filmed during Christmas, and maybe, oh, okay, this is probably why it's released now. They're trying to, make it out as it's a Christmas movie. I don't think if people try to tell me it's a Christmas movie, I will say no, I don't think it's a Christmas movie. It's just filmed, obviously, at the time of Christmas in the storyline.
Yes.
But like you, I think a Christmas movie is purely something that is based on Christmas, if that makes sense. Like you said, what you call National Lampoons, Elf, looking at, some of the lists here, like The Grinch is another one I would agree with.
Oh yeah, the
Obviously,
Grinch.
some other movies here that I can see. What was it?
I
Oh
was gonna say
God.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle, yeah, okay. See, that's a tough one. You know why? Because, oh no, actually, yeah, no, it does make sense to what our argument is, because it's a movie about Christmas during the time of Christmas. It's not just a movie during Christmas. Like, see, okay, so
You're
I
buying,
love,
he's buying Christmas presents for his kid.
yeah, so I love Batman Returns. Okay,
Oh
it's one of
yeah,
my
yep, yeah,
favorite
yep,
Batman
yeah,
films. It's here as a Christmas movie.
yeah.
It's
Yeah,
actually
no,
rated
that's
as a top
it.
Christmas rated movie, like actually, like I think top 10 even, or top 20. I don't agree with that, because see, that movie's not about Christmas, it's just happening during Christmas.
Yeah. No.
I don't see good old Michael Keaton Batman going to shop, shop for gifts and stuff for Alf. Poor Alfred, I'll tell you what, he meets Selina Kyle, meets a lady for about, an hour, all of a sudden, who's Alf? Where's Alfred gone? I'm not even buying him a gift. This guy takes care of him and all that. Anyway, different story. But
We're just going to the different tangent of how selfish Batman is.
we need a whole episode on just what Alfred does. Poor guy, But okay, he's a tough one for you. What about Home Alone?
Ooh, yeah, that's a very, again, I don't think
And
it.
when I say Home Alone, I'm talking about the first one, not the second, the first one more than anything. But even the second one is very Christmas orientated, but the first one is even more Christmas, in my opinion. So what do you call that? Do you say that's a Christmas movie? Because,
I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
but why not? Because see, they're celebrating Christmas, and that, and the events of the robbers are happening during Christmas as well, So it kind of like skews both angles of our argument.
Yeah, I was gonna say like that's a very actually you're right. It is that is inherently a tough
Because
one.
what is the difference if you would say Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, if someone came and robbed them? It would basically be almost Home Alone, except with the Griswolds.
I guess, but yeah, I guess that is a tough one. It does happen over Christmas, but it's not like Kevin is getting gifts or like people are buying him presents or he has anything to do with Santa. He's just it's just him trying to survive the night in his own house
During Christmas.
during Christmas. So, and look, it is arguably a tough one. I don't know if I necessarily agree that it is a Christmas movie. I was going to say maybe more the second one because what it has Donald Trump in it, and it ha may like you know the this actual I think there's like they
What
have
does Donald Trump have to do with Christmas?
no, just like no,
It
because
has
I
Donald
think he,
Trump. It's Christmas. It's
no,
like,
because
what?
Donald, wasn't Donald Trump like part of the whole thing of like he was buying presents for the like kids or something like that?
No, he does one little scene in the hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like he's at the Waldorf Astoria
Yeah.
and he bumps into him and he doesn't bump into him, but I think Kevin's just like, oh, hey, do you know where the service or something is? And he's like, oh, just over there in the back. And then
Oh,
that's
is
it.
that
That's
it? Like
it.
I thought Trump like actually like was buying like doing stuff for the kids, but man, then
No, Jesus. He's not Santa Claus.
it's Trump. It's Trump.
He's Donald Trump.
He's got no time for that.
Yeah, Saint Donald Tr Nicholas Trump. He's not. He. That's all he does in that film.
Well then no. Like
Then
it's not a Christmas movie.
Well, see, it's an interesting argument because even though I agree with what you were saying, when I see some of these films, it counters my own argument and go, oh, shit, I might be wrong.
Yeah, it is. Christmas movies are a weird category.
You know, like Gremlins. I'm looking at Gremlins. I'm like, oh man, that could be a Christmas film. But at the same time, it's not a Christmas film to me. I definitely say Die Hard is not like that. I can, I'm 110% putting my foot on it.
I don't think Gremlins are. I don't know if Gremlins are really a good example of a Christmas movie. Guy got a Mogwai as a gift. And it just made his life worse.
Okay, but he got a gift during Christmas, and that's a Christmas thing, so
Yeah, but like he had what he arguably had one of the worst Christmases
true, a lot of people died that I
anyone
don't think people realize in that film.
could have.
Like a lot of people.
Yeah, like that town is like considerably less.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's definitely not the
When
same.
they do the population is 10,000 and it
The
immediately
census.
cuts in
They do
half.
the census the next day. Gone. Half the population gone. It's like, ooh.
That's a real problem.
Yeah. But see, okay, Jingle All the Way, that is a Christmas movie. I mean, there's a Christmas tree in the poster.
Yes, that can't get any more Christmas than that.
I
Christmas.
mean, the posters I see now, the most Christmas films have Christmas trees in them. But I get it. I get what you mean. Like Miracle on 34th Street, you would say, okay, that's a Christmas movie. That's as
Yep.
Christmassy as it gets, right? Like that's the formula for it.
Yes. I think I guess that the formula is does it have Santa Claus?
Oh, he does. I can see him right there.
He's the front cover.
He's literally on the trailer poster. He's there. He's definitely in the movie. Yeah, it's a very interesting formula, isn't it? All right. What would be your top rated Christmas films then? You can choose
Oh,
three. I'll give you three to choose from.
that's a very tricky one.
It's a tricky one because I might say, oh, that's not Christmassy either.
Yeah, we're just having this argument.
We've had an argument that I feel we agree, but at the same time, I'll pick a movie that goes against it and we'll be like, oh, it is a Christmas movie, isn't it?
Okay, I'm gonna say Jingle All the Way. It has to be
Oh,
one of them.
okay. Is
I
that
love that. I
yep.
really love that movie. Just Arnie.
In a comedy.
Any Arnie comedy, well worth it. It's just super fun. Yeah, I don't know. This is like him trying to like buy a
Yep. Yeah,
superhero
for his kid. Turbo Man.
yeah, and
He
then
got to
like.
get the Turbo Man.
He gets the French version or
Yeah.
the Spanish version or whatever it is. It's educational.
And he always He always fights with that guy trying to get it as well, the post guy, the
Yeah,
postman.
it's Sinbad. So looking at this list, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang, Christmas movie? No way.
I have seen that movie and I like that movie,
I
okay,
like that
but
movie
I
too.
don't think it's a Christmas movie. I do not agree with that as a Christmas movie.
Who made
I
this
completely
freaking
disagree. You
list?
know, when I see the Polar Express, I see the Polar Express there, I'm like, yeah, for sure, Christmas movie.
Man, that movie
But Kiss Kiss
freaks me
Bang Bang,
out.
because the graphics are.
Oh yeah, 100%. The graphics really freak me out.
They're too good or not too good enough.
They look like an they look either really real or really badly made AI, and it just freaks me out. Like, it really freaks me out. And
Wow.
when I watch that movie, or when I've seen even like little bits of that movie, I'm like, oh God, like this actually looks so scary.
I must admit, I've only seen it once, and I do remember that I feel the people, like the humans in it, didn't look the best, but everything else looked magical.
Okay.
So,
That's
like, you know, the train and the, you know, the scenery, all that looked amazing, but the people were a bit questionable. Anything moving like that.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm
All right.
gonna
So you're
go
giving us Jingle All the Way. What
jingle
else
all the
are you giving me
way.
now?
I'm gonna go. My next one is The Grinch. I think The Grinch was pretty good. I think Jim Carrey acted in,
Jim Carrey. Yep. Okay.
Jim Carrey as The Grinch. Fantastic. Fantastic. And my last one, it's going to be a rom-com,
Oh.
and I'm going to go with Last Christmas,
Oh,
starring
really?
with Henry Golding and Emilia Clarke. Fantastic movie, fantastic writing, really great. Like, they centered around George Michael and Wham and all
Hmm.
their music. Like, fantastic from start to finish. I thought it was well worth it. So, those would be my three. Last Christmas, severely underrated if you haven't watched it.
I have not. Maybe I should put it on the list.
It is a great rom-com. More like drama. Like, it's more like kind of on the sheer things when they get serious, they get serious. So,
Yeah, okay.
but it well worth watching.
I see. All right. Well, I will put definitely National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I think it's a classic.
Classic. Absolute
Classic.
classic.
Just National, like the Griswolds in general, are just hilarious. But that's Chevy Chase at his finest. I thought very good movie, very classic. So that's in the top three. What else have I probably got here? I think personally, it's a bit different. I think it's more that if you probably saw it as a kid, it would have left a mark on you, but you know, the Nightmare Before Christmas,
Oh,
Tim Burton, just
yep.
because I love Tim Burton things, and I thought that is just a really cool, you know, cartoony type claymation. It's claymation, isn't it? I think,
Yes.
but yeah, but
Stop
very,
claymation or stop motion. I think more stop motion, but
yeah. But
yeah. You're
I
right.
just love that type of world that, you know, Tim Burton created. It, hence why I like obviously Batman and Batman Returns as well, because it showcases that type of world that he likes to take people in his movies, and I just like, yeah, I love it. So that's my second one up there. Oh, third one. Well, do we agree that Home Alone is a Christmas movie or not?
That is a very tricky one. I'm 50-50 on it, but
I'm going with it. Home
I'm not
Alone.
mad at
I'm
people if
nah,
they say
done.
that it's a Christmas movie.
Home Alone, done.
Oh
Oh,
my. What are you actually gonna throw a spanner in the works here.
here we go. Here we go.
You, I think, really like Just Friends.
Yes. Is it a Christmas movie, you can ask?
Yes. Is that a Christmas movie to you?
I don't really recall ever thinking it was, so I would say no. I mean, I guess it was around the Christmas period time, but
Okay, because yeah,
no. Nah.
Okay.
No, no.
Not a Christmas movie, and then.
No, because see, at least Home Alone, I've watched many times thinking, okay, like it's Christmas, you can see, you know, it's got a Christmas vibe or whatever. But watching Just Friends, I've never felt like the same, you know, like I said, until you asked me the question right now, I didn't even consider it, even thinking it
Wow, yeah,
possibly.
okay,
So
yeah.
I would say definitely not. But look, I love rom-coms as well, and a lot
Yeah.
of them are part of Christmas. You know, there was one on Netflix last year, I think. Forgot what it was called, but it was with Nina Dobrev in it.
I know what you I think
Where
is
she got catfished,
that
basically.
damn. That's gonna haunt me, so I'll have to look that up later.
I'll just find it for you now.
Okay.
Love Hard, that's it. Love Hard.
Yes, I remember.
Now, see that I felt was a Christmas rom-com, I guess, and I would put that as my bonus number four in there. I thought that was pretty funny, and it was fun.
Fair.
Yeah,
Cool.
but yeah, tough topic, isn't it? The Christmas films.
Yeah, Christmas movies have always been a very interesting topic. Yes, as I think we've sort of just stated before, like Die Hard will always be the biggest what if or what is it, isn't it? Even when Bruce Willis has come out and said it's not a Christmas movie, everyone still says
Definitely
he's
not.
wrong.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a Christmas movie. I really disagree that it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I'm
So,
with you. I'm
yeah,
with you.
I just can't believe it's considered a Christmas movie.
It's like, I mean, like, could you imagine that Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode where they essentially end up in kind of a similar situation where he's buying Charles's present because he forgot it and they got stuck in the shop? He's like, is that a Christmas episode?
Well, I was about to take it to TV shows. Sadly for me, my memory ain't the best to say which Christmas episode I think is probably like what's the best one. I mean, the only one that comes to mind is just with Friends, the one where, you know, Ross dresses up as an armadillo, the Christmas honeycomb one. But, honestly, off the top of my head, I forget which other episodes. Obviously, every sitcom show and things like that do a Christmas episode. But is there a Christmas episode of a TV show that you remember that's really good like that?
That's a very tricky one because
A lot, I know.
there is a lot and. I'm just looking at some of these now, and I'm just like, man, this is so good. Like The Simpsons, and you know Bart stealing the video game from the store, and you know that's a Christmas episode.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like I said, I'm just gonna go with Friends because that's the only one I remember off the top of my head and I enjoyed, so.
I guess. Look, that obviously makes sense, man. There's just so much. There's so
There is,
many
isn't
things
there?
that have Christmas episode. I mean, like, I remember like Mr. Bean like doing the whole Christmas Eve at home and
Yep, I
in
remember
the
that episode as
turkey.
well.
Oh my God.
Actually, that was really good. You reminded me about Mr. Bean. Oh man, that was some funny stuff. Where his missus points to the ring that she wants, and then he buys the like picture of the ring.
That's a picture of the couple. Like he
Yeah.
was the
Oh man, it's so good. Oh, Mr. Bean.
that, but he buys like a full framed.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I used to love Mr. Bean. Oh man, there's so many of them. They just like I'm just looking at this, so it's just
Soiree of episodes of Christmas.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's actually nuts. So yes, if I were to choose one, it's very difficult. I'm torn between Community and when Jeff has to have the fight with the tough guys.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode now. Every episode of Community is good, though. That's the problem.
We were just fighting. Dean, it is hard. So, that was pretty good. Or like, The Simpsons can't go wrong. Bart stealing a video game, getting in trouble, and then like, everyone's against him. I thought great episode as well. So those would be my two if I had to choose. Like, if, those would be comparable to me.
Makes sense, definitely. Well, what other Christmas topics have we got to discuss?
Maybe a good one for you is when did you get told that Santa isn't real?
Oh, when Santa wasn't real. I don't think I ever was really told. It was just something I think I came to the conclusion of it. I think, just I can't even remember how, but I think you just sort of see little clues around and then you're just like, wait a minute, this guy's not real.
This guy's a fraud.
Yeah, this guy's a fraud. Like I remember I believed it when I the height of my belief, I guess, was when my dad, when I was really young, was just like, oh yeah, he exists because I saw him, like I like woke up and I went, looking around and I saw him in the toilet or something. And now I laugh about that story because I'm like, why would you go see him in a toilet? He's just taking a piss while, he's taking a toilet break while he's dropping off some presents, type thing. Obviously, the story now doesn't, make sense. But back then, I was just like, oh, like my dad saw him, so obviously it's real, And I remember that year as well. I left the, the good old cookies and, milk out for Santa, and, in the morning they were gone, obviously. So I was just like, oh yeah, he's real. But then after that, yeah, I can't pinpoint an exact moment because I don't think there was an exact moment where I just, like the light bulb epiphany moments, where the, like in all those movies where the coffee cup drops and then shatters.
Wrongfully accused, why are we bringing
Exactly.
it back?
It was never a moment like that where I started piecing things together. It was just, sort of like, oh, I don't think he's real. Okay, I'm pretty sure he's not real, type thing. What about you?
I'm kind of like you. I think there was one like kind of weirdish moment where I was at one of my dad's family's places, and they got all the kids to sort of look out into the front. We were in the backyard, and they go, "Oh, look at the front yard! Like, he's gonna come through here." And then I was like, "I can't see anything. There's nothing here." There's nothing here. So like I would sneak off and like there's nothing in the driveway. And I come back and like all of a sudden Santa's in the house and like I'm just like, how did he do this? And, like I sort of got to this realization that something wasn't adding up. And then as I grew up, I'm like, okay, no, I understand.
Now I understand. The physics behind it are impossible. There is nothing that fast.
When you mathematically break it down.
There is nothing that fast and it cannot be done. And we are in a capitalist world. There's no way one person's going to buy presents for the whole world spending that
One's
kind
that
of money.
giving. No one's that giving.
Exactly. Nobody is that giving. Oh, yes. Good old Santa and
Yeah,
the
so
lie we've heard.
good old Saint Nick. Hardest worker gets no reward, no recognition.
No. Hardest worker. I heard a rumor.
Ooh.
Well, I don't want to say it's fact in case I get fact checked and, people are like, oh, you're full of crap. But I heard a rumor that the Santa we currently know, with the white beard and everything, the one that's everywhere on posters, etc., like that, was actually invented by Coca-Cola, the company, in the early
You are correct.
1900s. Oh, well, there you go. So it is a true thing.
Yes, you are correct. The whole Santa that we know of today is basically invented by Coca-Cola.
Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, they did a great job, let's be honest.
Yes.
But wow. Do you remember the old Coca-Cola ads as well? The ones
Oh
with
yeah.
the cool red trucks and, driving in the snow, and it's so just Christmassy, like that great Christmas feel and all that, and the spirit in it, and it's just literally them driving and then Santa having a Coke.
I remember all of that. And so the little quick history lesson here is that Coca-Cola and Santa has been associated since the 1920s, and the company's advertising has played a big role in shaping the modern image of the jolly character. So yes, I Coca-Cola, like, there must have been like images of Santa that existed, and then Coca-Cola, like, yeah, we're just gonna run with this, and then make it like the whole red vest or the red jacket, the red pants, all that sort of stuff. Just it
So
came
yeah,
from this.
I heard that the image that existed prior was very, very full on. Like it was more on the horrific side of things, rather than the feel good image we see today, like with
Yes.
the white beard and the chubby face with the red cheeks and stuff like that and glasses and stuff like that. I think before it was more like, when you hear about those old fairy tale like Hansel and Gretel and that.
Yeah, like grim
Yeah.
fairy tale.
The
Like,
Grimm fairy tales,
yeah.
like they're not, your DreamWorks Shrek style ones that we're used to now.
Yeah. No. So, you are correct. There were multiple different images of Santa, and then Coca-Cola decided that we want a more family friendly advertisement, and essentially ran with probably the more what we know as Santa today. And they probably did not know how much of a lightning in a bottle they had when they did that.
Oh, it's almost as big as their product, isn't it? Really, when you think about it, like they literally created the Santa we know now, and the whole Christmas spirit, I guess, that we know today is based on whoever their marketing and whatever teams they had back then,
Yeah.
that created the image and all that today. And obviously, not just then, but they continued it on for a while. Not lately, but like I said, prior to that, with like the ads and stuff like that, they used to exist on TV. It's just, yeah, when you think about that legacy, it's like, wow, that's actually a lot bigger than I think a lot of people think. I'm to be honest with you, I think a lot of people don't actually know that fact.
I don't think so either, but I mean, what it's almost like subliminal messaging, because like, why would you own up to being the creation when everyone just already associates the redness of Santa with Coca-Cola?
I honestly think if they came out and said it, I think people wouldn't really care. I think they'll just be like, "Oh, cool, that's actually a fun fact," more
I
than
don't think
anything.
no. I don't think they would. I don't think the pe us as people would care. But I do think maybe the Coca-Cola like brand would be.
Coca-Cola would care.
I don't think they'd care as so much. They'd be like,
Everyone in a forum meeting
"What?
now.
Why risk it?"
We don't want them to know this. We just want them to drink our sugary products.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. I owe you a millennial struggle. Now,
You,
for our
yeah,
viewers
yeah.
that,
And it's not that you owe me, but I came up
that's
with such
true.
a
I don't owe
big
you.
one. Yeah, no, I came up with such a banger of one that you're like, I have to come up with something good.
Well, actually, I'd like to do, every episode when we do the Millennial Struggles, that both of us bring up something, not just one
Oh.
each. So you've got, I don't know how long until I get through my story to come up with one, but it's okay if you don't have one. Yeah,
Okay, Nick, well, if I don't happen to come on with that next episode we do, then we both come up with them.
I'm trying to think of a Christmas orientated one now, but I don't think I have a Christmas orientated one.
Yeah,
I
I
mean, look, I could say something that I found struggling during Christmas, but I don't know if people are going to relate unless you're probably a European descendant in Australia.
don't. Okay.
Okay.
Do it.
But basically, I remember back in the days when, Christmas time used to come up, you'd open your presents in the morning quickly and that, but after that, it was pretty much quickly, let's get in the car, well, get dressed, get in the car, drive like 10 hours, it felt, across town to visit some old relative that you were spending Christmas at. And you were spending Christmas there the whole day, and you were basically the only child there, and everyone else was old, your parents only there as well and old, and you had no one else to like chill out with. You just had nothing to do.
You had nothing to
You really had nothing to do. It was the best way I could explain it is you were on a 16-hour flight to London and you had no entertainment except daytime TV, which was very
Oh,
horrible because, you know,
brutal.
a lot of these people didn't have Foxtel or anything like that or even videos to put on or anything. So you had nothing to watch, okay? You had the house to explore, but you couldn't touch anything. So basically, very strict rule of, you know, you can go look around, but if you touch anything, you're dead, pretty much, okay? Or break anything, okay? So you didn't touch anything, and you had to spend at least 8 hours there until your
This
parents are finished, you know, doing whatever they were doing, you know, having their Christmas lunch or whatever. And that, oh, and you also had to eat the food and obviously eat what was given to you. No, you know, no fussing about because that's very rude, obviously. But that was, when I think about it now, Christmas time, a real struggle for me. Did
Oh,
you have
this
something
is
similar?
I'm not maybe not so much on Christmas time, but I do have that. I understand that sentiment because so many times I've been like, I go to some relative's house and I'm just like, I don't even know these people. Why am I here?
Yeah, or you met them like once or twice. And you're just like, why am I here? I'm literally like, you know, 7, 8 years old, and there's no other kids. They're all older people. You can't do anything besides eat the food when it's ready. And before you get there, they obviously haven't even made the food.
I
You know,
know, they always
they're
eat so late.
exactly. They're still prepping, and for some reason, your parents want to get there like 10 hours before. You know, it's as if you're trying to catch an international flight. You literally, you get on the in the car, you get there at like, you know, 11 o'clock. Food doesn't get served till like 3 o'clock. So you got to do something until that time, which is explore the house and not touch things, or either watch bad daytime TV where you have films like that you've never heard of, obviously. And yeah, and then you eat food and then you still stay there and you don't leave probably around till what, maybe 5, 6 p.m., which doesn't sound long, but when you've got like at least a 2 hour drive, it's a long time.
It feels like a day wasted. And so
Oh, it is.
if you didn't have, oh my God, if you left your Game Boy at home, you were screwed. You were screwed. You didn't have some, like, if you forgot a comic book or book or something to entertain you for 8 hours, you were done for.
Well, see, some of us didn't have things like that to take. So, you know, and oh, look, I had a Game Boy Pocket and I did take it a few times, but you can't play for so long without getting bored of what you're playing as well. And especially me, who didn't have many games. I think I only had like Tetris on the damn thing.
You had to make it work. I understand this, but you had to make it work.
It was tough, man. Like, I still think now, like I said, Christmas, you know, as nice as all these holidays is, it just reminded me of that. And I just remember those long days. And it just felt like an eternity. And I know it was a very European thing to do because my partner experienced the same thing. Again, relatives or people you've never heard of that you're like, oh, we're spending Christmas there. And you're like, oh, okay.
Who are these people?
Yeah, I don't even think, I think I only remember one Christmas where I actually spent at home under the age of like 15.
No, I was very much as very similar when I was growing up. I don't necessarily think it was a European thing, because I do like a lot of the Specifically over Christmas time, we have a lot of family and a lot of the kid, like, you've seen my cousins, like we're all almost roughly the same age, if not like just slightly skewed in years,
Yeah,
but
but see, that's different because I understand that, like, when you get together with the cousins or things, and then you've got like kids at least similar to you, or at least some younger people there that you're like, oh, okay, cool, we can do things, and then it was fun, you know. But this was literally times of like going to people's houses where there was no one under the age of like 40 there, except
And
me.
which is very odd to do during Christmas time. So I don't know if
Not
I
for
can.
Europeans, my friend, I guarantee
I
it.
can. I was
Back
gonna
then.
say I can definitely relate to those kind of times, but not over Christmas. I never really had that over
Oh, it
Christmas.
wasn't just Christmas. This was like something that happened in Easter time as well. It was just always these like type of like events like that, sometimes even public holidays, you know? You're just like, oh man, this is what's coming up. A very long day.
Very long day. I better have AAA batteries because I'm not gonna
Mate, I'm only a holy man on Christmas
last.
because I know God's testing me on those
Mate,
days. Testing my spirit. And it's tough. I failed. I failed you, sir. Yep, absolutely crazy. That's only a millennial struggle, though, I came up with
Yeah, these
what you
kids
call
today
it,
wouldn't
for
understand. They
Christmas.
wouldn't
No, they wouldn't
understand.
understand
They
the
don't understand
enduring of
daytime television. They
oh,
just.
daytime television. Oh my God. Going to that, I mean, this is not, you know, Christmas orientated anymore, but it ties into the daytime television. But do you remember when you would stay home from school in primary, like a sick day, for example, or even holidays? I don't know about you, but my parents had to work during holidays usually. They were never home. So I was just in the house all day by myself. Okay. And mate, did I watch a lot of Dr. Phil? A lot of Dr. Phil, a lot of Passions, a lot of Days of Our Lives. A lot of that daytime crap. Boy, oh boy, like it was testy. You know, and then it became like Stockholm syndrome where you're just like, oh, what? It's been 6 weeks already. I'm not gonna go back to school. Days of Our Lives is just getting good now.
Good old Ridge Forest is about to change.
Oh my Lord. But did you ever, like, you would have had to obviously during some sick days, you know, stay home and had
Oh,
to
Ready
watch
Steady
daytime
Cook was
TV.
my jam. Like, Ready Steady Cook was, I couldn't wait for 2 o'clock to roll
I was
around.
gonna say, wasn't it amazing that you had your timetable set up already? You don't be like, oh, look, you know, 11 o'clock is the, like, maybe on ABC 2, you get those cartoons, and then the cartoons finished for the day, and then you'd have to fill it in with like a Dr. Phil or something. You don't really want to watch it, but you're like, look, it's a fill-in episode until it gets us to Ready, Steady, Cook.
But because I remember like Huey's Cooking Adventures and then Ready Steady Cook would come straight after.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes. Oh, Huey. I miss that guy. He used to make great food.
exactly.
He was
But
so
you're right, we
overweight.
had a timetable set.
Always. Always. I remember I had a bad ear infection for about 2 weeks, and I had to stay home for about 2 weeks. And, mate, after the third day, the timetable, prime viewing, mate, I was just. Dr. Phil, Ready, Steady, Cook, Huey, Totally Wild later on. You know, it was.
Oh, totally wild.
Remember Totally Wild? I know. I know.
Oh
A
my
lot of
God.
people who, if they're listening from outside of Australia, won't know Totally Wild, but boy, that was a great show as a kid.
Oh man, I used to love Totally Wild.
Yep. Have you got a struggle for me? Or do you need next week?
I think I need next week because
All right.
I don't have. I don't have a struggle right now,
Well, that's good.
it's like I just I'm a millennial struggle. I do have something that like obviously I'll bring up next week, and I think that it would make for also a deeper
Oh.
conversation. But we are almost at the hour, so I just wanted to.
All right. Well, we'll leave the millennial. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll come up. I'll come up with my own next week as well. So we'll get into sync where we do two, you know, each of us does a millennial struggle. Have we got anything to sign off with on this lovely Christmas? 2024 episode.
I'd love to sign off with saying that I hope everyone has enjoyed the Christmas and
Yep.
that they have a happy new year and going into 2025 with new hopes and dreams. I hope everyone has got their 2025 sorted.
Wow, you should work for Hallmark almost.
Oh my God.
Their hopes and their dreams. Yeezy Yeezy.
I work for Peterman
Oh, Peterman.
and
The
oh, Peter.
sombreros.
The urban sombrero.
Yeah.
Get that going.
No, that's
Thank
good. I
you.
agree. I
Sus
hope
Tech, what have you got for me?
Oh, just the same thing. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, stay safe. 2024 is done. 2025 is coming. We've got plenty of years ahead. So, no, don't go hard or go home, I guess. I was going to say, don't go too hard, but why not? Go hard or go home.
Go. Okay. Wise words. Wise words,
That
Sostek.
will be the motto of 2025. Go hard or go home. All right. Well, I guess that is our Christmas extravaganza. It probably wasn't an extravaganza, but
No,
fuck it. I'm just going to call it an extravaganza. Yeah, no, all right. Yeah,
downplay.
no. Let's
It's
build this some bitch
an extravaganza.
up. Okay. All right. That was it. Great extravaganza. Everyone, Merry Christmas. Ashtamus, Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Likewise, likewise. I'm sure I'll be saying it in person anyway, or like, yeah, I'll message
Somewhere, sometime.
you. Yes, Merry Christmas to you and the folks, and to everyone out there. Stay safe over the holidays.
Beautiful. Stay safe, everyone. Ciao, ciao.
Take care.